Thank you. Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning, and I welcome all of you. I'm Pastor Keith to College Drive Presbyterian Church, and also glad to invite those who are listening to us on Facebook today and those who will be listening to us on the radio this evening. The first question I have for everyone is, did everyone pick up a communion set when you came in, a little cup? Does anybody not have communion for this morning so that we make sure everybody does? Okay, great. All right, we'll be, and we're glad to have Pastor Ellen Thomas with us today, who will be presiding over our table after our morning message. And then I'd like to point out in the bulletin this morning, have to have a talk with that person again. The anthem that the choir is singing this morning is last week's anthem that's printed. So they will be singing for us, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me" today. You just won't have the words to follow along. So, but I'm just not going to take quite the whole blame, because that bulletin is sent out to five different people to proofread, including the choir director. But it's great that the word grace comes into play every time we make mistakes. Is that not correct? Yes. So let us be in an attitude of worship as we come this day in remembrance.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to College Drive Presbyterian Church on this beautiful Sabbath morning. Let us stand in body or in spirit in our call to worship. We gather to worship God.
We gather to share a holy meal.
We gather around this table
to which Christ has invited us.
You have a place at this table.
And you have a place at this table.
We all have a place at this table.
We will feast on milk and honey.
We will give thanks.
We will find our home with God together.
So welcome to worship. Welcome to the table. Let us now come to the one who forgives us through his grace in our call to confession. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the cross,
so that we might die for sins and live for righteousness.
By his wounds we have been healed.
So let us recognize our failure and turn to Jesus.
And we turn to the Lord with penitence and faith.
Let us pray. Almighty God, it is with thanksgiving that we come to you this day to lift up all that you have given. It is with thanksgiving that we come to you this day to pray for your grace as we repent to you. Lord, we all have many sins on our hearts, and you know those sins before we confess them. But it is by confessing our sin that we receive that forgiving grace that you pour out upon. So, Lord, now in this silence, hear these sins of confession.
Thank you.
I invite you now, if you would, if you're able to stand up as we're going to share the peace with one another. I know we have many new faces this morning, so we're going to go through this again as we share that peace. And I know that we're all looking forward to that day when we're going to be able to shake hands and hug one another once again, which is coming closer. But what we do here is we start by signing, and we go by God be with you. So it's God be with you. Now, share that with one another. God be with you. Very good. God be with you. Wonderful. Amen, and thank you that he does love you and me. And because of that love, we share a portion of what he gives. We share a portion of it back to him. And so in our morning tithes and offerings, to remind all of you folks that we do not pass our collection plates right now. And so you will notice that they are stationed at each one of our doors. And so you are more than welcome to place your tithes and offerings if you have not already done so when you leave. But let us pray. Loving and gracious God, again, we are just so thankful for all the many blessings of grace and the blessings of gifts that you pour out upon us on a daily basis. And as a token of appreciation and thankfulness for all that you give to us, we give just a portion back to you. We ask that you take it, bless it, and make it grow for thy church, the betterment of thy kingdom. For it is in Christ's holy name we pray and ask. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, please open our ears to hear and our minds to understand, our eyes to see and our hearts to love, as we now hear your word proclaimed to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture lesson today is taken from John 2:13 through 22. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, doves, and others, sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and turned over their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Jesus then responded to him, "What signs can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken us 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said, and they believed in the scripture and in the words that Jesus had spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. An elderly man moved into a retirement community. It wasn't long until he had made a number of friends among the other residents. There was one lady he was especially attracted to, and she was attracted to him also. They spent a lot of time together, and finally one evening he proposed, asking her to marry him. The next morning he woke up remembering his proposal, but he couldn't remember her answer. So he went to her and said, "I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I know I proposed to you last night, but I can't remember if you said yes or no." "Oh, thank goodness," she replied. "I remember saying yes to someone, but I couldn't remember who asked me." How many times have you forgot? If I asked many of you what you did yesterday, you may not be able to recall. Or maybe if I asked you what you had for breakfast, you may not be able to recall. We all have a constant memory loss, do we not? At times. And Jesus knows this. And Jesus knew this from the very beginning, that he would have to give some constant reminders so that we might remember to do his will. Such is the case that I share with you from the Gospel of Luke this day. The Gospel of Luke 22, beginning with verse 7. "Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and make preparations for us to eat this Passover.' 'Where do you want us to prepare it?' they asked. He replied, 'As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asked, "Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found these things just as Jesus had told them, So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it amongst you. For I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And then he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which one of them it might be who would do this. This is the word of the Lord. In remembrance. Now, I could have shared that story with you from three of the four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke write an according of the Last Supper. However, if you were with us last week, we listened to John's recording of that Last Supper, and John was more detailed about the washing of the disciples' feet and showing service than he was with remembering in the breaking of the bread and sharing of the cup. Matter of fact, John's gospel doesn't even record the Last Supper other than the gathering and sharing in the meal. What it does not record is how Jesus would share that final meal with his disciples. Only Matthew, Mark, and Luke do. Now, many scholars have studied the Gospels, and if you were to look at chronologically as to when they were written, Mark's Gospel, according to scholars, was probably the first one written, and then Matthew and Luke copied off of Mark, adding their own personal stories to their Gospel, and then John. Now, why do we have four Gospels? Why can one just not suffice? I'm okay. Well, if we only had one gospel, we would miss different stories of Jesus. You see, I believe that when Mark wrote his gospel, Matthew read it and thought, well, he didn't get everything right. So he added his own personal stories. Luke reads Mark's gospel also and adds. And then, of course, John, being one of the disciples, writes his gospel after all three, and all of them take different approaches to Jesus' life, but yet give us details of how we should remember him. Each one of them, in their own accord, gives us how we should be living our lives today in remembrance. Constantly remembering the sacrifice, remembering the grace, and remembering the love with which we should share with one another. So how do you remember things? Oh, do you make a list or make a post-it note? I mean, post-it notes are popular nowadays. Do you put things on post-it notes and then forget where you put the post-it? How do you remember? Jesus was very concerned about us not forgetting him. That's the reason he instructed all of his disciples to go and teach in my name. That is why in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, he wanted everyone to remember the sacrifice that he is going to make on our behalf. And so we remember not only this day, but we remember each and every day Jesus' sacrifice for us. But oftentimes, we need someone to remind us. Such was a man who was working in the backyard one day when his neighbor began talking with him over the fence. He said, "Yeah, my wife and I went to one of those seminars yesterday. You know, one where they teach you how to improve your memory and such." His neighbor commented, "Really? What was the name of the speaker?" The man answered, "What's the name of the flower that smells so good and has thorns?" The neighbor replied, "You mean a rose?" He said, yeah, that's it." He called over his shoulder, "Hey, Rose, what was the name of that speaker we heard yesterday?" The Lord knows how short our memories are. So throughout the Bible, we find him reminding us of things again and again, and even doing these things to help us remember. We have memorial offerings and writings and tassels. There are rainbows, there are books and stacked stones. Jesus used parables and items around him in those parables to help people remember what he taught. But in the whole Bible, there is no reminder more important, no reminder more significant than the one he established the night before his crucifixion. It is what we are about to share here in a few minutes. That holy meal that we hear in verse 19 of Luke's gospel, where Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so when we partake, we not only remember the sacrifice, but we also remember the forgiveness and grace that is poured out for each of us. When Jesus says, "In remembrance of me," he not only means in that holy meal, he means every aspect of his life. How he showed us love for one another, to share with one another, and to forgive one another. Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayers. And age to age and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace. Child of wonder, child of God, I'll remember you. Remember me. Remember me when the color of the sunset fills the sky. Remember me when you pray and tears of joy fill your eyes. And age to age and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace.
child of wonder, child of God, I'll remember you. Remember me when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to leave, and age to age, and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace. Child of wonder, child of God, I'll remember you.
So in remembrance of him, we remember. Amen.
As we prepare to celebrate the Lord's Supper this morning, I'd not only like to invite you to come to this table in spirit and with the Lord, but also to participate in the service with me. And you can do that by turning to page 13 in your hymn book, and the communion service is there, and that will have some of the responses in it as it goes through the pattern of the prayer that I'll be praying in a moment. Friends in Christ, and it is wonderful to see you all again. This is the joyful feast of our Lord Jesus. It is said they will come from the east and the west and from north and from south and sit at the table in the kingdom of God. When our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he served them bread and the cup and told them, "Do this in remembrance of me." After the resurrection, he took the bread and broke it at table with his disciples, and then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him as their Lord. The Savior invites us to this table where we remember him, where we recognize him, where we follow him with our lives. Please join with me. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray together. O Lord our God, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise. You are our Creator and our eternal God. You have given us life, and you have given us second birth through our Savior, Jesus Christ, in your Spirit. Once we were no people, but now we are called your people. You claimed Israel as your chosen nation and raised up the church as a witness to the resurrection, breathing into us your life, your power, and your calling. From worlds apart, you have gathered us together as one people. When we go astray, you welcome us home. Always your love is steadfast for us, and we feel it everywhere. Therefore, we praise you and join our voices together with the choirs of heaven and with the faithful of every time and every place who forever sing to the glory of your name, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy, our God. You are a God of majesty, and Jesus Christ, our Savior, is blessed and has blessed us. Lord, in compassion for all, in great love, Jesus healed and taught, challenged and comforted, welcomed and saved. Our Lord formed a community and a church and promised to be with us wherever two or three are gathered, and sent us on his mission of hope and healing in the world. O Lord Jesus trusted his life to you and went freely to the cross, went freely to his death so that we might be set free from suffering and sin. Lord, you raised him from death, and raise us also from death to live a new life with him on this earth and eternally. In the power of the Spirit, you send us out to make disciples as he commanded us. And remembering all your mighty acts and all the mercy that you have shown through the centuries and the ages, we take this bread and this cup from the gifts you have given us, and we celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. O Lord, accept this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Accept it as a living and holy offering of ourselves, all that we are, all that you have created us to be. O Lord, may our lives proclaim the one crucified and risen, for great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine this morning, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ for us today. Lord, by your Spirit, invite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Lord, I ask that you would bless the ministries of this church, the work of each person here, that they may serve with gladness the communities they have been called to. We ask you, Lord, that you might bless New Concord, Muskingum County, as this church serves the people here. Bless Keith as he leads this congregation, and the elders and the leaders of every group and outreach here in this place as they work daily for you. Lord, I thank you for the members of this body of Christ, both living and also those who have gone on to be with you. We remember them. We remember their example to us. We ask you, Lord, to give us the strength and the joy to follow you in every way, everywhere we are, all day long, and nourish us here as a family together at this table. You've called us together to be the church. Unite us now at this table, your table, and in one loaf and one cup, make us one in Christ Jesus. May your Spirit empower the life we share and ignite each one of us as a witness to the world in our own unique ways. With all who have come before us, keep us faithful to the gospel, to your teachings, and to the fellowship of this place, to the breaking of bread, to the remembering of your service to us and your life and your death upon the cross and our prayers. We ask you, Lord, for strength to serve you until the promised day of resurrection. when along with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in heaven. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, with the Holy Spirit in the church, now and forever. And as Jesus Christ, our Savior, taught us, we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We remember that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took the bread and broke it and held it out before his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat of it, do so in remembrance of me." And in the same way, Christ took the cup and held it up before his disciples and told them, "This is the new covenant in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink this, the cup of salvation, remember that you are mine." Every time you take this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes again. And I'd like to invite each one of you to partake of the bread and the cup at this time. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we have received this sacrament and we ask you, Lord, that you might help us to live in unity of spirit. Fill us with your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for nourishing us and sustaining us and giving us life and the bread of life to sustain us. We ask you, Lord, to send us forth in power and joy and peace. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen.
Now time for our responding to God's word as we all stand together and affirm our faith in the reading of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We now turn our attention then to our morning testimonies and prayer requests and things that might be on your heart this morning. And there is one joy that I'd like to lift up. First of all, a little bird told me when they came in this morning that Miss Jane Castor had a birthday on Friday. So, happy belated birthday, Jane. So, yes, all right. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to share with us? It can be a testimony. Yes, Jan. You've always got a word to say, Jan. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you know I've been praying for patience about COVID.
Any joys or concerns you'd like to share with us? Mom? Yeah, Janice Burris. Okay. All right, so we add her to our list. Donna? Mark Crowley. Mark Crowley. Okay. All right. Linda? Dan Wiles. Okay. Joyce? A.J. Miller. A.J. M-E-L-L-E-R. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Julie.
Prayers for the Gerlach family.
Gerlach family, yes. Let us pray. Oh, loving and gracious God, we do give thanks once again for this holy and wonderful day that you've made, and yes, we are remembering in it this day. And it's through your hands, Lord, that we were able to rise up this morning and to gather in your house. And we just give you thanks for all of that. We give you thanks for the joys that have been shared. We give you thanks for those who are now being able to finally, Lord, be amongst other folks. We're thankful, Lord, that many are now being able to get their shots and that maybe things will begin to return to somewhat normal. And we give you thanks. We give you thanks for giving us the patience to see through. And we give you thanks for the joy that always comes on the other end. But we also come to you, Lord, with concerns on our hearts for those of our families and those of our membership and those of our friends who need your healing, who need your touch, who need your guidance and strength. And so, Lord, you know the names that were on our list and those that have been raised up. And we do pray for your outpouring of healing to come upon all those who are hurting. We pray for your love, care, and comfort to surround all of those who have lost that dear loved one. And then we pray, Lord, for those who are lost right now, that your spirit might be awakened in their souls. So, Lord, we are just so thankful for the answered prayers and those that we lay at your feet, those that have been spoken and those that remain unspoken, that are on our hearts, but yet you know that word before we speak. And so we take each and every one of these and we do lay them at your feet. And as always, we do continue to pray for your will, not ours, be done in each one. We again give thanks for this church and this community which you've placed us all to live and serve in this free nation which we are part of. And again, it does continue to remain free because of the sacrifice of so many who serve, whether they serve in the armed forces, whether they serve on our police, fire, EMS protection. We pray for all of them. We pray for their safety. We pray for their families who are separated from their loved ones. For we ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, in his remembrance. Amen. And so our charge today as we go forth is to do each and everything in our lives in his remembrance. And so may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.